Essendon, they can play round one against the Swannies. I don't know what they'll... I suppose they've been training as though they're going to play. Tom Harley, good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Big news for Essendon, of course.
Yeah, it was a big story yesterday, wasn't it? It's two and a bit years in the making, and seeing Jay Watson, the Essendon captain, interviewed in front of the players, it was a real sense of relief for them. So they're free to play, the 18 or so listed players who were part of the program in 2012 who are still on the list are available for selection against us this Saturday at ANZ. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks for the Bombers, playing some top-up players through the NAB Cup. But from our point of view at the Swans, it's business as usual now. We'll put the best 18 players from the Bombers up on the magnet board and start preparing for them.
Yeah, try a couple of years for the Essendon club. Interesting, Tom, because I've got to say I'm very, very impressed by Job Watson when he fronted the press. But a couple of things, and there's so many different storylines to come out of this. He said, Job Watson, when you go to your employer and they can't tell you what went on, it's cause for concern. And I think, you know, that's a shot at Essendon, his football club, his management and his coach. And when questioned further about James Hurd, he said he didn't want to talk about James Hurd. Now, this is the captain and the coach. And then James, you know, fronts the press, Tom, as if... Everything's been vindicated. Everything I ever said was right. Well, that's not quite right. James can't tell the players what went on, what was given to them, and neither can the chairman in Paul Little or anyone at the football club can tell them. I mean, it's a disgusting predicament, really.
Yeah, I mean, Gil McLaughlin also commented as CEO of the AFL yesterday and spoke about exactly that what happened in 2012 was... It's clearly not great for Essendon, not great for the code more broadly. So, I mean, it's interesting now in my role at the Swans and as opposed to directly involved in the media, really focused on what we're doing. But in saying that, I think we did see when the not guilty verdict got handed down at 2 o'clock yesterday, there was at least a sense of closure. However, there are appeal opportunities for Asada. Within the next 21 days, and I believe there's also appeal opportunity for WADA. So as much as we hope it's all done and dusted, I think the whole industry probably has to be open to the fact that it may not be the last we've ever heard of it all.
And just with James Hurd, mate, it was the closest. I think he did apologise yesterday. It was the closest we've got. He sort of apologised for anything that had been done wrong. So we hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's again, it's been part of the many subplots of the whole saga, really. And you mentioned Joe before. He is an impressive man. He looks more like his old man every day. I see him now. Tim, when I saw Joe on the news last night. But as I say, we play them on Saturday. I hope all the Bombers fans really rally around their team and get out to ANZ Stadium. From our point of view, we can now focus on the likes of Joe Watson playing, the likes of Cale Hooker, the likes of obviously Brendan Goddard's been there before, given he wasn't at the program in 2012. But they'll have a really strong side on Saturday twilight out of ANZ, and it'll be an absolute belter of a game.
And I guess they'll come with all that emotion, Tom, that would come from this weight being lifted off their shoulders. I mean, they'll be a hell of a force come Saturday at ANZ.
Yeah, you'd think so. Our players, I mean, we've got a lot to play for as well. We need to take every opportunity to stamp our authority amongst ourselves. We hold ourselves to really high standards. And I guess when you're talking about the start of the season, it's always interesting the first game because you have a week off after the pre-season and it can hit you like a ton of bricks that first sort of 5 or 10 minutes of round one. Couple that with obviously the emotion that the opposition will bring to the game. It's going to be on to young and old start. And I'm really confident that our boys are well prepared and opening up for the challenge. It's going to be something else, a unique situation, but as I said, the Swans certainly, we believe, well prepared for this game.
Yeah, and they're ready to go, I'm sure, mate, the Swannies. Franklin's fit to play?
Yeah, he's trained really well yesterday. Obviously had a really heavy concussion 2 weeks ago down in Canberra, but he looks really sharp, so he's certainly available to play. We've got another training session on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and then we'll know our final side then. But you can certainly put Buddy in the lineup.
So you'll be full strength?
Pretty much. We've got some just some final hurdles for co-captain Jared McVay to go through. Also, Kurt Tippett and Ben McGlynn. But outside of that, our boys have had a really good pre-season. Those three boys have been a bit modified. But we'll be at full strength. The 22 that we put out, it's always a really tough discussion that, you know, your nominal best 22, but we'll have a fit and firing 22 and ready to go.
Mate, the Hawks just on their squad, are they going to be front running again, do you think?
Look, I think so. When you've got the reigning premiers, they're going for three in a row, which was done with the Brisbane Lions, but prior to that hadn't been done for a very, very long time, and that's even now sort of 15 years ago. So, they were. I think when you are the reigning premier, you deserve to be the benchmark, and we're all certainly sitting behind them at the moment. They've had a good pre-season. They closed it out with a win against St Kilda in their last NAB Challenge game by over 100 points. So we don't play them for a little while yet, but they're looking pretty good.
Sunday 1:10, Etihad Stadium. It's going to be GWS, obviously round number one, up against St Kilda. And GWS, mate, they're $1.36. Tab.com.au. They're red hot favourites against St Kilda. Is that justified?
Yeah, they look pretty good. We played them down in Canberra 2 weeks ago now, and they are excellent. They were probably one of the more impressive pre-season performers, only dropping the one game to us by a goal right on the siren. So the Saints are a young, developing side. Yeah. The Giants will be looking for more and more wins, so I guess a challenge that Leon Cameron could speak to would be winning those games on the road, which is a sign of a maturity for all non-Victorian clubs. And they would be feeling confident as they should. We play them in round three, our first game of the SCG for the year. And they're getting better and better every year, and they've done well to sign their players, Jeremy Cameron in particular and Devin Smith in the last month or so. Yeah. So their list is starting to take some shape, and they'll certainly be a hell of a lot more competitive this year, without a doubt.
Now, mate, you know how many Collingwood supporters, not in Melbourne or Victoria, but just all over the place, and they'd be shocked with the news in the last 24 hours. Unfortunately, Lachie Keith and Josh Thomas, two players, have returned a sample positive to clenbuterol. Collingwood are saying it's not through us. It's not through our program, so we don't know how it's got in. And they've come out and said, well, if the bee comes back, they'll be dismissed. They'll be sacked.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, as of sort of 1 o'clock yesterday, there were 37 players across the competition in front of Asada. Obviously, the 34 Bombers players are off, and there's still two Collingwood boys and Ryan Crowley at Fremantle.
Yeah.
So it's not a great time for the AFL there. And what the clubs do and the AFL have done in terms of ramping up their integrity, the clubs are responsible for the players, and they're really stringent. I know from our club, they're really stringent processes and protocols in place, but not an ideal way to start the season. And it's very difficult, even when listening to Gary Pert, their CEO, and Neil Barnes, their head of football, talk to the media. They didn't disclose too many facts, and so I guess the rest of us don't really know. It's a bit like the Essendon thing. We didn't really know until yesterday. So they've got a B sample to come back, and if that's positive, then they move on to the Asada tribunal as well. Interesting times for those two young players.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. How are you feeling, given your new role with the Swannies this year? Obviously,
you better win.
It's we and
us and onwards and upwards.
It has to be. I've really enjoyed it. So I started in November, and it's funny when you're not involved and. Certainly when you're sitting on the other side of the fence with a microphone, you don't necessarily ride the wins and losses. And we've only had the three NAB Cup games, and I've enjoyed that emotion of ups and downs again. And now that we ramp up into the season proper, every day is pretty intense, but great. Great being back involved. And hopefully we give the boys the best opportunity as support staff at the club to give them a chance to really succeed. So that's the most exciting part for me personally. Can't wait for Saturday.
You're a good man, Tom. Thank you very much, mate.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.
Tom Harley, our AFL expert, but he's also the Swans football manager, and the Swannies are short-priced favourites on Saturday. It's going to be $1.25. The Sydney Swans up against Essendon, $4.
And the GWS favourites, $1.36 to St Kilda, $3.15.